So when you came out, you graduated from Oklahoma A&M in
53.
53.
Yeah.
Does somewhere along the line, do you meet your wife?
Well, it didn't until later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what did you do out of
During that period of
graduation?
time? Okay. While I was in school, I sold cookware.
Was that because...
Well, my dad said that was a great experience. You know, you get to know people and you always sell. Everybody sells, whether they think they do or not. Everybody's a salesman. So I sold cookware in Stillwater to mainly telephone operators and secretaries. And you'd make an appointment with them and see them that evening. And sometimes you'd bake a little cake on top of the stove for them.
You baked a cake
Oh,
for
yeah,
him.
bake a little cake for them on top of the stove. So I thought, well, that's a good, I was making good money. And so I thought I wanted to do it full time. So I went to work full time after I got out of school. Worked for, oh, about probably a month, if you don't mind. I'll tell you one funny story that happened. The people that were training you were just super. I mean, they were a class act on how to get appointments and so forth. So we were on the streets of Shawnee, Oklahoma, in the morning. And what we'd do in the morning was we'd walk down the street, and then we would see a young lady or two coming together, and we'd stop them. Well, there's an art to stopping people on the street. So the salesman that was teaching me, he went down and he stopped this person, and just as he got to him, just as he got to him, he just wheeled and said, "Excuse me." And of course they stopped. And he went on his spiel about, you know, had a little gift for them, and if they would have let us come do this demonstration for them and where they lived and what time and make the appointment and that kind of thing. So he said, "Okay, now you do it." So this is me doing it now. So here these two girls come down the street, and I start walking toward them before we started to pass them. And the two girls broke and ran. And that trainer says, "No, no, no. What you do is you act like you're just going to pass it. And at the last second, you say, 'Excuse me.'" So, but anyway, we did very well. We had a commission. We're on commission, and we could make some sales 35% of the cost of product, and some of them we could make 45% the cost of sale of product. And it was 3SO cold rolled aluminum. And you have funny things happen to you. And I had one thing happen here at town that really, really made me quit selling. Mrs. Jones lived out next to the cemetery. I didn't know her, but I called on her and I showed her my cookware. And of course, I had a case and I had velvet cloth all over each piece of cookware. And I took my case in and I showed the mother the cookware and all, and she said she wasn't interested in any. And the girl said, "Well," said, "what I'd like to do, I'd like to buy a three knife set for my mother." And I said, "Fine, we'll do that." So I wrote up the order. And what I didn't realize was that the girl was graduating from high school that night. And she said, and the mother said in real dire straits, you know, "We have to go get the graduation gown at the cleaners." I said, "Well, I'll do that." So the young lady and I jumped in the car and went down to the local cleaners in Claremore and got the gown and brought it back. And when I got back, the mother had put all of my cookware inside the case and told me to leave. And I don't know what made her mad. But I said, "Well, here's your gift." She said, "I don't want your gift." And so I turned around and started for the door. I knew it was time to leave. Never did figure out what caused it all. And so just as I left, she picked up a pillow and hit me and threw it across the room and hit me in the back of the head. And just as I got to the front door, John, it had an etched glass, old frame, you know, etched glass in it. And as I went out the door, she slammed the door, and it caught my left foot, and it broke that glass in that door. And I left there, and I didn't look back, and I went home, and sit on the front porch. I never felt so bad in all my life. And I decided right then I was going to do something besides sell cookware.